Glory to God. Glory to God. Wow. It's nice to see some of you in church. Isn't it why? Amen. Glory to God. The Bible says, thanks be to God, the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. Who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ, what? Jesus. Amen. Now, can you hear me? Glory to God. Can you hear me? Good. Say thanks be to God. Say thanks be to God. Who has blessed us, or who has blessed me with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Say thanks be to God who has blessed me with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places because I'm in Christ. Do you believe that? Glory to God. Now today we'll look at God's word, and I like teaching about faith. And the reason why I like teaching about faith is the fact that in life I found out that over the issues that people go through in life, they are bordered around three major areas. Maybe you could look at food and raiment. Let's put it like that. Okay, when we say food and raiment, what you will eat, right? What you will wear and where you will live, right? So those are the major concerns of what? Man. And a lot of times, those issues are issues that there are clear teachings from God's word about them. Praise the Lord. Are you following me? So just pay attention. And so, what is God's perspective about those issues? Has God said anything about those issues? What has God said concerning your health? What has God said concerning your finances? What has God said concerning your family? Or God is not interested about your family. Is that what the Bible teaches? Or God just said, okay, let me let you to go and figure it out. So what has God said? Glory to God. Now, I remember the writings of Jesus. When you study St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 15, you can turn there. Chapter 15. Okay, I'm looking at the audacity of faith. Glory to God. I'll just explain to you and then I'll speed up. Hopefully, I will see how I can teach on faith all through the month. Are you there? St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 15, from 22, probably to 28. Now, the Bible said there was this particular day that a Syrophoenician woman came to Jesus. Now, the reason why she came to Jesus, because she was certain that Jesus can solve our problem. Praise the Lord. Now, she said, my daughter is afflicted with a demon. And so, the Bible said she started pleading with Jesus that come and minister to my daughter. And the Bible said, Jesus said, you know, it's not right to give the food that is meant for children to the dogs. Can you imagine? You walked up to somebody and say, I need an assistance from you. And the person start comparing you to the dogs. Now, she was desperate for a miracle. But Jesus said, you know, it's not right to give that which is meant for the children to the dogs. Then the woman said something so interesting. Let's go there. Glory to God. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
Are you following?
Yes, sir.
It's important you look at it. Let's look at verse 23. So I've given you the background. Now she called Jesus son of David. Now verse 23. Let's read verse 23 together. One, two, go. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she cried after us. Wow. The disciples of Jesus said, send her away. In other words, they were telling to tell Jesus that, don't listen to her. Don't solve her problem. Send her away. She's embarrassing us. But look at what Jesus said. 24. Jesus not even made it worse. Amen. Let's read 24 together. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. 25. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. 26. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it towards the dogs. The Bible called her a Syrophoenician woman. That means she was not a Jew. That means she was a Gentile. She was alienated from the covenant of God. Healing was not her birthright, because Jesus was sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And so Jesus was a prophet to the Jews. Jesus, according to scripture, while he was on earth, he did not minister outside the Jewish nation. He was locked in by prophecy to stay within the boundaries of prophecy. And so Jesus said, you know, it is not meet to give the food that is meant for the children to the dogs. Because to the Jews, the Gentiles are what? Dogs. And so, when a Jew says you are a dog, he's saying that you are not part of our covenant. I like your translation. It's like your translation is interesting. Let's see. Glory to God. Glory to God. Wow. Let's read that verse again. Interesting. Verse 26. Let's read it again. One to go. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to what? Cast it towards the dogs. Wow. To cast it to the dogs. Imagine you are meeting your pastor and say, Pastor, pray for me. He said, I don't have your time. I don't talk to somebody like you. Because you are not part of the influential people in this church. Because you are not part of the original 12. But the Bible said, have you seen your translation? Okay, let's read. Let's see. Good. To the dogs. It's not right. Say it's not right. Now, let's read 27. And she said, let's read together. Truth, Lord, and yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's what? Table. What a humility. He said, yes, Lord, it is true. Yet the dogs, they eat from the crumbs that falls from their master's table. That means she sided with Jesus. She admitted the description of Jesus concerning her. Then look at 28. Look at what Jesus said concerning that woman. Let's read together. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole that very hour. Says her daughter was made whole from that very hour. When she agreed with Jesus, faith was impacted into her. I love the way Mark Gospel puts it. Jesus did not even say, great is thy faith. Jesus' response in Mark's gospel, he says, the demon is gone out of your daughter. You know what that means? He said, the demon is gone out of her. What audacity. What boldness. He said, the demon is gone. That means whatever is troubling your daughter is gone. And the Bible said the woman's daughter was free from that what? Moment. Glory to God. Now, look at John 4. John 4. Woo! God's word is the final authority over your life. Say amen.
Amen.
God's word is the final authority over your life. Nothing is more powerful than God's word. God's word produces what it talks about. God's word has capacity. God's word has potentiality. God is not greater than his word. God and his word, they are one. Wherever the word of God is there. And so, that's why the Bible says, in him we live. In him we move. In him we have our being. So Jesus said in John's Gospel, chapter 5, that's where I'm going. He said, search the scripture. For the scripture wrote concerning me. He said, in them you'll find eternal life. So the scriptures, he says, they testify of me. That means the scriptures, they are a revelation of the Christ. And we are the fulfillment of the scriptures because we are now in Christ Jesus. We are the ones that the prophet talks about. Glory to God. Now look at John 4. John 4. John 4. Stirring your faith that with God nothing shall be impossible. Matthew 19:26. Say with God. So with God. So with God. Nothing shall be impossible. Did you notice? It says with God. It says nothing shall what? Be impossible. That means in God's dictionary, there's no impossibility. In God's mind, there is nothing that is impossible. Because God is all powerful. Glory to God. Now look at John 4. John 4. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, John 4. I like the background. John 4. Jesus is an official son. John 4. Verse 46. It says, so Jesus came unto Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at what? Capernaum. Now, Capernaum was the headquarters of Jesus' ministry. Because that was where Jesus was accepted. And so, Jesus headquartered at what? Capernaum. Okay? That side gist. Now, look at verse 47. Let's read together. And when he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of what? Death. We just said with God, there is nothing what? Impossible. He says, he besought Jesus. He begged Jesus, come and heal my son. And verse 48, let's read together. Then Jesus said unto him, except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not what? Believe. Glory to God. He said, except you see. He said, until you see the display of the supernatural, you will not believe. 49. Says, the nobleman said unto him, sir, come down here. My child died. Hey! He said, sir, come quickly. Come here. Lord, come here. He said, because my child is going. My child is going. Died. It's like pidgin English. Come here. My child died. King James. Amen.
Ha! You know, you can read it like this and say, what was Pastor reading? Imagine you are in that situation and you're besotting Jesus, and because of the crowd, it was taking so much time for Jesus to come. They say, sir, come quickly. My child is dying. Have you seen the crowd of a desperate mother? The crowd of a desperate mother. She will not even care whether she's wearing wrapper or whatever it is. She's just running after the doctor. Doctor, come and save my child. Then he was calling on Jesus. Look at 15. Jesus said unto him, let's read together. Go thy way. Thy son liveth. Glory to God. What audacity. That means Jesus was saying, I don't need to come. My word is as effective as my physical presence. He says, so shall my word be. It shall not return void unto me. It shall accomplish that which is sent unto, and it shall perform my counsel. Because the word of God is God's ability. God does not have any other ability apart from his word. And that's why the Bible says that our body has been made a habitation of God by what? The Spirit. Your body is the habitation of God. The new creation does not just receive visitation from God. God lives in him. Glory to God. That means God tabernacle in you. Say, okay, God visited me. If you are describing that you got a supernatural, you know, experience, fine. But God lives in you. He does not want to visit and go and come. God lives in you. Say, God lives in me. Say, God lives in me by his Spirit. Say, God lives in me. God lives in me. You're not saying, say, God lives in me by his Spirit. And that's why Jesus said here, follow this very well. Say, you see, Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man, let's read together, and what? The man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. Glory to God. Look at it again. It says, Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy son liveth. Jesus is saying to you today, go your way, that job is yours. Jesus is saying to you, go your way, that miracle contract is yours. Jesus is saying to you, go thy way, you have that which you desire. And the Bible said, that means Jesus declared the word, but the man had a response. What was the man's response? Is what the Bible said. Let's read together. And the man what? Believed the word that Jesus what? Had spoken unto him. And he went his way. He was not standing. Now, Jesus, how come I told you to come? You didn't show up. My son is over there. You're just telling me this. Now, word of God, I won't show up. You know some people, the way they talk. But the Bible says, the man believed the word. God cannot help you apart from his word. God cannot do any other thing apart from his word. The Bible says, and the word of God became flesh and dwelt among us. It says, we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The word had to become flesh so that the word can be expressed in tangible form. Now, when God says his word is as good as true. So, the Bible says, let's look at 50. Says, Jesus said unto him, go thy way. You can tell cancer, go. You can tell financial crisis, go. Glory to God. Say, go. You can tell that lack to do what? Go. Then you can tell abundance to do what? Come. Glory. Because you can say go, but you can still be broke. Glory to God. But as you say go, what do you want to come in? Then you start calling forth. You know, one of the things we learned on Wednesday, it says, and wealth and riches shall what? Shall be where? In your house. So you say, lack, go. Wealth and what? Riches are what? In my house. So let's read 50 again. It says, Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. Glory to God. Glory to God. Are you following?
I believe the word of God. It does not matter the circumstance I'm going through. I believe the word of God. Now look at verse 51. It says, and as he was now going down, his servant met him and told him, saying, thy son liveth. Glory. What a testimony. He said, thy son liveth. Thy business is alive. Your family is alive. Glory to God. You're an ambassador of Christ. When I say you're an ambassador of Christ, it means you are not responsible for your sustenance. No ambassador that represents his country is ever broke. The bill is on his government. Last to the last drop of kobo is spent, or dollar, is on what? His government. Now, Paul says in 2 Corinthians, he says, now we are the ambassadors of Christ. He says, as though God is beseeching you through us. Every ambassador represents his government. You didn't make yourself king. Glory to God. He said he has made us what? Kings and priests unto what? Our God. Did you make yourself king? Did you make yourself priest? He made you. Say he made you. So he says you are a chosen generation. He says you are a royal priesthood. He says you are a holy nation. A peculiar. That means you are special. You are not ordinary. So stop evaluating yourself from the circumstances of your life. You know, Hebrews 13. You can go there. Hebrews 13. Because I'm going back to John. Hebrews 13 from verse 5. It says, let your conversation be without what? Covetousness. It says, be content with such things as what you have, because he has what? Said that he will never what? Leave you, nor what? Forsake you. Now, he's calling your attention to the personality of who has said. Glory to God. Are you following? He says, let your conversation be without what? Covetousness. Let your manner of life be without looking left, right, center, what you don't have. He said, because he has what? Said. Who has said? Who has said? Who has said? Let me give you an example that you can relate to it. Now, tomorrow is public holiday. Who declared the public holiday? The government. Not just any government, because Edo State government is what? A government, right? And the public holiday said that there will not be secular job if you work for the government tomorrow, right? Now, and that holiday has to be what? National holiday. If Governor Obaseki declared that holiday, will he stand? No. Because he does not have jurisdiction over the entire country, right? Are you following what I'm saying? So if Obaseki said there will not be work in Nigeria tomorrow, you know people in Lagos will not take him serious. He has authority over Edo State, but his jurisdiction stop where? In Edo State. Are you following what I'm saying? And so his jurisdiction is limited when you come out of Edo State. Now, so when they said tomorrow was public holiday or it's public holiday, the first thing any reasonable person will ask, who said, right? If you hear that it's the federal government of Nigeria, you know that that holiday is what? Has what? Power, and it has authority. So God said that let your conversation, let your manner of life be without what? Covetousness. Because he has what? Said. Who has said? So the scope of God's authority is all over the universe. And he has said he will never leave you, not at any time forsake you, that you may boldly what? Say. Glory to God. So God has said, so that you can do what? Say, that is your helper. You are not afraid of what man can do to you. Glory to God. So God's authority is more than FGN, the federal government of Nigeria. So the one that has said is not your insurance. The one that has said is not your insurance company or your bank account. The one that said is what? God. Who said?
Who said? So, can the integrity of God be trusted? Can God keep His word? Has God ever kept His word? Are you following what I'm saying? He said He will never leave. You say He will never leave me. Say He will never leave me. He will never forsake me. He said, just like the mother cannot forget the sucking child. He said, so God will not forget us. He said, we are engraved in the palm of His hands. Glory to God. He knows you by name. Okay, back to John 4. 4. Glory. John 4. Yeah. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you following? God has said, God has said that the enemies will not see my back. God has said, I will not live a frustrated life. God has said, I will not die before my time. Glory to God. God has said, what are the things He has said that you are remembering now? That is coming to your consciousness. Start saying them. What has He said concerning you? What has He said concerning your marriage? What has He said concerning your career? I want you to start talking about them now. Even though they might look so big, the reason why it might look so big is because you cannot do it yourself. Amen. If you can sponsor your dream, that's not God. It's you. Yes, it's you. Every of God's dream for your life must require faith, because God is a spirit. And when God speaks from His own perspective. Amen. Until you come and align with God's perspective, then you cannot see the way God sees. That's why the Bible says that without faith is what? Impossible to do what? You cannot. That's the meaning of impossible. You cannot even try to please God. There's only like, I'm trying to please God. No, you cannot. The more you try, the more you get frustrated, because you are still trying. He didn't say, try to please God. He says, without what? Faith. It is impossible to what? Please God. Because he that must come to God must do what? Believe that what? He is. And is a rewarder of them that diligently what? Seek Him. Amen. Let's finish John 4. So, verse 51. It says, and as he was now going down, his servant met him and told him, saying, thy son what? Liveth. 52. Let's read together. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend. And they said unto him, yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever what? Left him. 53. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said unto him, thy son liveth, and he himself believed, and his whole house. 54. This again, the second miracle that Jesus did when he come out of what? Judah into what? Galilee. Amen. Could not do miracle in Galilee. So much unbelief. So he had to leave. You know, there's an atmosphere for miracle. You can't keep talking unbelief all day and expect the supernatural to happen in your life. Because as you speak those words, they register in your soul. The Bible says why Jesus was teaching the word of God. As he was explaining the scriptures, the power of God was what? Present to heal. So, the miraculous faith is released when the word of God is in full supply. As you're teaching God's word in church, your heart is stirred for the supernatural. I love the story of Moses. The Bible said Moses was a child that was thrown in the Nile. And from scripture, a particular day came. The daughter of Pharaoh was having a bath. And she saw this child wrapped. And she was fascinated by the image. Then she went closer. She now said, ah, this must be one of the children of what? The Hebrews. And immediately, Moses' sister, Miriam, was standing. He said, ah, do you want me to get a nurse that can take care of the child? Imagine. That family. I believe that The Bible said that Moses' mother, they knew that he was a goodly child, right? How did they know? By revelation, by the Spirit. They knew that this child was not ordinary, so they planned it. They said, we'll put this child at the Nile, but you'll be around. When anybody come, then you tell them what you want them to do. Imagine, she could have even suggested and she would say, no, I don't ask for your opinion. She could have said no, right? Then, the Bible said, Miriam went ahead to call Moses' mother. Then, the Bible said, Moses' mother was paid for taking care of what? Our own child. You know, God is humorous. It's almost like this God. And while she was training Moses, I believe she will be telling Moses, you are a different child. You are not an Egyptian. You are an Hebrew. We have a covenant with God. God spoke to our father Abraham that we're a people of covenant, that someday we will leave Egypt. And so she registered the convictions of Jehovah in the heart of Moses. And so when Moses was in the palace, when Pharaoh's daughter took Moses to the palace, I believe Moses already had sense. They were feeding Moses, but he was another man on the inside. The Bible says he was unwilling for a season. He chose not to be called the son of what? Pharaoh's daughter. He was able to say, no, I will leave the pleasure in Egypt. The Bible says, because he was seen, he that is what? Invisible. And so God trained Moses at the backside of the desert. God taught him the supernatural. You know, like I told you weeks back, you know, in Exodus 4, God told Moses, he said, ensure that you do the miracles that I've taught you. That means God said, hey, Moses, if you see Pharaoh, perform those miracles. Because if you don't, Pharaoh will not believe you. And so, one day, Moses was going. He met Pharaoh. He said, Pharaoh, I have been sent by the God of the Hebrews to tell you to let my people to go. Pharaoh said, who is that God? Pharaoh was not used to taking command, because according to Bible history, Egypt was the world power, was the largest empire, and Pharaoh had several gods. In fact, Pharaoh used to make his own god. When you just make this god, I don't like this god, he will destroy the god. The priest, do other gods for me, I don't like this god. So he had god for sun, god for fertility, god for everything. But he's the god, he's the one that makes his own god. But our God cannot be made by man. Glory to God. Our God is different. And so, when he said, who is the God? Then God told Moses, if he asks who is the God, tell him, I am that I am. As what? Sent me. Pharaoh said, who is this I am? I know the God of fertility. I know the God of the sun. I know the God of the moon. I know the God of mosquito. I know all kind of gods. What is this God? He said, in fact, I don't know any I am that I am. Get out. Drop Moses. Moses now remember one of the signs. Moses just casted his rod and he became serpent. And the Bible said Pharaoh laughed. Now this one you want to. Where are the magicians of Egypt? Come here. Pharaoh. Because you know he knew Moses. Don't forget. He knew Moses. Say this Moses. But the question you should ask yourself, how come Pharaoh could not utter from his mouth to kill Moses? He couldn't do it. For 10 times, Moses was confronting him. He could not utter those words. So, Moses threw his rod. And he said, okay, see this one? Magicians come. They to throw their own. He said, don't worry, I have your kind in this kingdom. And the Bible said, glory to God. And Moses was not afraid, because God had shown him those signs. And the Bible said, the rod of what? Moses what? Swallowed what? The rod of what? Pharaoh's magician. But remember, God told Moses, he said, I know Pharaoh. His heart is what? Hardened. He will not let my people to do what? To go. So that tells us the character of the adversary. It's like God telling you, I know malaria. It's God like telling you, I know typhoid. When you start confessing the word of God, the symptoms might increase. But stay at it. Glory to God. Are you following? So God told Moses, he said, I know Pharaoh. God did not harden the heart of Pharaoh. God wanted Pharaoh to repent. God told Moses that this guy will not let your people go, because every time he sees the sign and he refuses to let them go, his heart becomes what? Hardened. It's like when you hear the truth of God's word concerning a particular thing, you say, no, it's not your time. What you are trying to do, you are getting to a state of what? Hardiness of what? Heart. That means God's word can no longer what? Reach you. And so Pharaoh was doing all of that. Until the last sign, when the first son of what? Egypt died. And the Bible said, Pharaoh said, oh yeah! Go! What a victory they had. And it became a memorial. God said, write it down. Tell the story to your children, that they will never what? Forget how God brought them great salvation with his outstretched arm. God brought them deliverance. They got to the Red Sea. Moses was crying to the Lord. The Lord said, why are you crying to me? He said, don't cry at me. He said, defy the Red Sea, because I've given you that ability. And the Bible said, he stretched forth his rod and he parted the Red Sea, and they walked as straight as dry land. And the Bible says, we have that same spirit of faith. It says, according as it is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. Glory to God. If Moses could do it, then we live in a better covenant. We live in a better day. And it happened. What about David? The Bible said, David was so, one of the best story I like. Not so much, it's 1 Samuel 17. Let's go there. Audacity. Say audacity. It's the boldness to look at the adversary and tell the adversary, you're small. Boldness. They say you cannot walk in a particular place. You say, no, the earth is the Lord's. They say you cannot get visa to that particular country. Say, those people, they will not allow you to come into their country. Who are those people? I read in my Bible, Psalm 24 verse 1. He said the earth is what? The Lord's. He didn't say America belongs to Americans. No! It belongs to the Lord. They are just occupying there. I came from above. That's what the Bible says. It says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So, who has the earth? Who?
The Lord.
Who has the earth?
The Lord.
And the fullness thereof. So, and the Bible said in Romans, it says, we are heirs of God. So we own the world with him. Glory to God. And we are the joint heirs with Christ. We own it with him. We share ownership. We enjoy the goodness of God, because God weighed them to us in Christ Jesus. And so, for some way, let me give you the background. The Bible says there was a giant from Gath, Goliath of Gath. And the Bible said he had four brothers. Every day he was coming to torment the armies of the children of Israel. And they were in fear, trepidation. Even saw the king ran away. And so, one day, Jesse sent his son, 1 Samuel 17, let's go there. Glory to God, are you following? The audacity of faith. We can do the impossible with the help of God. Glory to God. Oh, glory. The word of God is sweet. Hallelujah. Hey! You know when you think of David, Samson, and the mighty, they didn't have big chests. You know, sometimes you think Samson was able to tear the lion. In your mind, maybe he didn't get big chest. No. It was the anointing. Glory. The Spirit of God rested upon them and inspired them to do what they did. You see, in a moment. Now, so, and the Bible said, Goliath was using words of fear to threaten them. They ran away. And so one day, Jesse said, David, take food to your brothers. And so, the Bible said, David got to the battlefield and he saw that the children of Israel, they were just doing like, people that are been beaten, defeated psychologically. Depressed, that's the word. So, and I said, what's happening here? They said, there's one Goliath of God. Man, don't go close. He said, what's that? Who is him? He said, he's a man of war. He's a giant. He has fingers. They described him. They're trying to plant fear in him. He said, but I can fix this guy now. Is it not this guy that I'm seeing? They say, oh, okay, you have started again, Abi. You have brought your pride here. You think that, get out of this place. And they despised him. They saw him like an underdog. Imagine you are telling somebody that one day I'll become the United Nations president or secretary general. You want to show yourself, Abi? You want to show yourself? Because just they let you, they talk all these faith thing, and you just want. No, they talk anyhow. You know the way they say those things. Abi, come on here. And so David said, I can fix this guy. So he said it so much that they knew he could not be ignored. They say it's like King Saul has to hear you. And so the Bible said they took David to Saul. And they took him to Saul. Saul said, you are a youth. You can't fix this guy. This guy has been a man of war from his youth. They started describing. They said to an extent, they said, see, Goliath is so huge and so big that his shield was carried by an armor bearer. He's so heavy that somebody has to be before him. That's how powerful he is. David said, sir, it's like you don't know my CV. Here's my CV. Sir, don't be looking at me like this. So why would not look at those things that are what? Seen. Let me tell you my CV. He said, I was in the forest taking care of my father's sheep. He said, and a deer came. He said, I went after the deer and I tore it with my bears. So I had not even done that before in his life. Say, what? You tore the bear? Say, yes. He said, sir, that's not enough. Let me not tell you the other one I did. A lion came after my sheep. He said, I took the sheep out of the lion's mouth. It's like when Hushai was advising Absalom. He said, see, your father is a man of war. He said, and the men that are with him, they are like wounded lions now. It's like a deer that you carried a deer's child. You know, when a deer gives birth and you carry the child, the deer will go after you. He says, so don't think you will see your father and his men in one place. They are angry men. They will defend the kingdom with their life. Because the kingdom cost them so much. When Saul was pursuing David, the Bible says God gave David helpers of war. 1 Chronicles 11 and 12. And so those men, they came and he trained them. He said, these men, they are not ordinary. He didn't know that the anointing was working. When Absalom heard it, then who shall not even strengthen the advice? He said, let me advise you. Gather the whole Israel army. Then you will lead the war. Go and fight the war. I mean, and you know that in a coup, when you kill the leader of the coup, that's what? The end of the coup. End of story. He said, so you will lead. But David men, they were full of the anointing of the Spirit. They said, you will not go to this war. Joab will lead one troop. Then the other guys, Ittai, will lead the other troop. He said, because if they kill you, we are finished. Just the same way in America, the CIA was established because of one reason, the president. They will say, we must protect the president at all costs. They are not protecting the person, they are protecting what? The institution. And so he said, come, let me tell you about that CVO. Say, what I did to the lion. He said, this uncircumcised what? Philistine will be like one of them. And so he said, well, may the Lord. You know that kind of prayer? May look up like say, pastor, no one get faith for a member. Say, may the Lord. You know, don't worry. But let me just try. So it does not look like pastor said, may the Lord go with you. I can just imagine the way he said that, may the Lord. Say, God, may this boy not go put us. So that was that. Let's go to the scripture. Are you seeing the scripture now? Is it coming alive? So you read the scripture like this and it becomes what? Interesting. Amen. So much lesson to learn. Oh, Let's look at verse 26. Let's do 26 together. And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine, and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine, that he should defy the armies of the living God? Hey! Who is this exam? Or what is this exam? What was that university that said you cannot get admission? They don't get to it. Say they don't get to it. What's that course? Say nobody used to have A. Let's go to 29. And David said, what have I now done? Is there not a course? His brothers were laughing at him. 30. And he turned from him towards another and spake after the same manner. And the people answered him again after the former manner. So they were trying to discourage him. So let's jump to 36. When he was telling Saul, his CV, he says, thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he had defied what? The armies of what? The living God. 37. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion, out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hands of this Philistine. And so said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. He was trying to describe. He said, go, and the Lord what? Be with thee. Oh, what a prayer. Say, go. Say, just go, Sha. You're telling somebody that, see, pastor, I'm going to do a negotiation that Bill Gates will come and look for me. And pastor is asking, do you have a visa? No. Have you ever traveled before in your life? No. So, do you have a passport? No. So, how will you meet Bill Gates? Pastor, I know how I'll meet Bill Gates. Okay, go. You will not even remind Pastor, you know, you used to teach us faith. What things soever you desire. You know, sometimes, what makes the anointing to flow? Sometimes, it could just be the belief of the member. The woman with the issue of blood said, if I can touch the hem of his garment. Jesus Christ never taught them to touch the hem of his garment. The Bible says she had heard about Jesus and she told herself, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made what? Whole. Glory to God. Let's finish this. Oh, glory. Okay? It's not a series. So look at verse 40. Let's read 40 together. And he took his staff in his hands and chose him 5 stones out of the brook and put them in the shepherd's bag. Verse 40. Which he had, even in his crib, and his sling was in his hands. And he drew near to the Philistine. You see audacity? He drew near. You know, in Lagos, let me not call the tribe, they will be saying, today, I will fight it. They are saying, they are dressing back. They are going back. Leni, Amaja, Leni. Nalayo, they are going back. Dimimu, Dimimu, hold me. He's a liar. He's telling you, if he's coming, be dragging me with style. I didn't call any tribe name. Please, oh. They should not come and meet me after this service. It's for illustration purpose. Hold me. Today. They draw me. If you want to fight, go straight. No, nobody's holding you. Go, just go straight. Like someone say, I want to kill myself today. You don't need to announce it. You have to do it today. No, there's no need. Even I don't give me food for this house today, I would die. You don't need to now. Just, there's Lagos Benin Road. Just enter there. Dangote is coming. They will help you. Don't try it at home, please. Glory to God. There will not be anybody to hold you. Amen. They want to leave the house. And so, the Bible said he was going straight to the Philistine. That's audacity. But the Bible said, but David was only a boy. Doesn't that make so much sense to you? Was only a boy. But the Bible said, he prayed a prayer. He said, the Lord that delivered me from the hands of the lion and the bear shall give this uncircumcised Philistine. Whenever you are in a crisis, remember the former victories that you've had in the Lord Jesus. When you remember those victories, then you put yourself in that position. You give yourself that mindset that the same thing will happen. God has never lost a battle before. and he's not going to start with you. Glory to God. And so let's finish this thing. Verse 41. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David. So the Philistine too was advancing. Goliath. And the man that bare the shield went before him. Hey! 42. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him. Let's read that together. He disdained what? He disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. He was just fine, you know? Fine boy. You remember when you were 17? Judas, you remember when you were 17, right? So fine, you know? I don't know if you remember when you were a teenager. Your hair, you know, all the girls were coming after you. See, the guy is just fine. So it was like that. You're untapped. But you have raw strength. Glory to God. Now, he disdained him. Let's read 43. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by what? By his gods. He was, you know why he disdained David? He said, this guy, they pick 5 stone for me, giant. Me, stone. I mean, think about it. Who fights a giant with stone? Is he a bird? But in David's mind, he was a dog. In David's mind, he was a bird. Because when David started talking, look at the next verse. You see it now. Verse 44. It says, and the Philistine said, let's read together, to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air, and to the beasts of the field. 45, let's read together. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, of the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. 46. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hands, and I will smite thee and take the head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistine this day unto the fowls of the air, and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the heads may know that there is a God in Israel. Glory to God. He said, this day, he said, I will take your head off your head. He said, and I will give all of the carcasses of the Philistine to the birds of the air. He said, and all the earth will know that is a God. Then the next verse say, and there was no what? Look at it. Look at it. You see, look at the next verse. And let's look at the next verse. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord, and he will give you unto his hands. Hey! 48. And it came to pass, when the Philistine came across, arose and came and drew near to David, that David hastened and roared. Hey! You know, towards what? The army to meet the Philistine. You know, when David was saying those things, he said, today, I will cut your head and I will give all of the carcasses of the entire house to the birds of the air. You know what God was saying in heaven? God was saying, hey, Angel Michael, this boy wants to put us in wahala. Have you observed? He does not have a sword. You know what they said? God, I believe God will rise up in heaven and say, that's my boy. That means he's making a boast in the Lord. He is making his confidence in his Lord. And so the heaven will not even want to fall his hand. Because he had told them, this is what my God will do. What? Do. You know, when we come sometimes and say, the blind will see. It's not like we had any special thing. The only special thing is because he said it in his word. And as we declare that, the power of God is made available. Let's finish the story and we'll be done. Are you blessed? Glory to God. Audacity of faith. Anything is what? Possible. Glory to God. And it came to pass, when the Philistine 48 arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hastened and ran towards the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead. Ha! If this thing is not supernatural, what else is it? The first stone. And the stone did what? Stunk into his forehead. And he fell upon his face to the earth. One shot. Like a sniper. Glory to God. One. Not two. When is God? When God's blessing comes, one blessing can change your life forever. Glory to God. One. Let's read 50. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew it. But there was no sword in the hand of David. You know why David could do this? In chapter 16, he had just been anointed. So, this time, when he was facing Goliath, he was facing Goliath as the anointed of the Lord. An anointed man cannot be defeated. Every man in Christ is anointed. Glory to God. That means you cannot be defeated by circumstance. You cannot be defeated by sickness. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Let's rise. The greater one lives in you. Hey! Do you understand what I'm saying? And he had no sword in his hand. That means it's another way of saying. And she got a job in World Bank and she did not know anybody. You don't understand? They took him for this kind of award. He does not know anybody. He came from Benin, the backside of Benin. That's your reality in the name of Jesus Christ.